And Bill, it is Bill and Wendy. It is also a Tech Tuesday, and we have CNET senior editor Bridget Carey on the line with us. How are you, Bridget?
I'm doing good. I'm gearing up for a big Google event later today. It's going to start pretty soon.
Yeah, talk to us about that, because you kind of mentioned it last week that this was happening, but big Google event, what does that mean to all of us?
Well, it means Google is about to have a press event that unveils a bunch of new gadgets. And the truth, the big picture here is that Google's always thought of as a software company, really. You don't always think of Google as doing hardware. And I think they're trying to change that conversation and show that they're serious about hardware. Sure, they have phones, but they don't make the phones. And they have things like the Chromecast. But you never think of them as cool and sexy when it comes to, like, oh, they make the hardware like Apple. And I think they're trying to kind of become their own little version of Apple. We are going to be seeing a new type of phone called the Pixel phone. And we know it's called the Pixel for sure now, because Verizon just accidentally published a page where you could buy one.
So they,
a little early. And it's high priced. So it used to be that, oh, the Google phone's a cheap phone. Not anymore. And one of the features on that Verizon page said it came with Google Magic. I have no idea what that means, but maybe we'll learn what Google Magic is.
Is Magic capitalized?
They're calling it, like, it's one of the features, like the fact that it has a camera, it has this, it has that, it has Google Magic. I'm like, okay. We'll have to see what that is. But they're also going to be focusing a lot on the home. Alexa and Amazon, that's been a hot product, and they're trying to make their own version. They call it Google Home. Something like a smart speaker you talk to, you ask questions, it can pull up music, it can pull up maybe, we'll have to see what it really can do to make it enticing compared to Amazon's product. And they also want to talk more about virtual reality, because everyone talks about a virtual reality lately, and they want to create something called Google Daydream. It's this headset, just like their cardboard headset, but probably souped up to be a little more snazzy and to work with that new phone that they made. And you're going to hear maybe more updates on the Chromecast. Some leaked reports say that their next version of their Chromecast, which is the thing you put in the back of your TV to get Netflix and stuff, that is going to be twice as expensive and have 4K. And I don't know if people really care when you have Rokus that are, like, so cheap now. So they'll have to really show why it matters that they're making this hardware and how it all works together.
Bridget, is this more of a threat to Amazon or to Apple or to both?
I think Amazon's making everyone nervous, and that's why Google's responding this way. I don't think Google's the threat to Amazon. I think Amazon's the threat to Google, and Google is going, whoa, we have to really, amp up our game here and show why it matters to kind of have everything in your life be Google because Amazon's Echo has really been like a smash hit. Mm-hmm. And it works really well, and it's going to be the hot holiday gift, and they come really cheap at $50 now if you want one of those speakers in the home. So I think everyone now is desperate to go, wait, look at us, the old tech people. We Google, Apple, and Microsoft, and they're kind of waving their hands about, hoping to, not have Amazon just kind of come out of nowhere and take away, all the attention.
I was telling Bill, my son Dylan ordered this 3D VR headset from Amazon. It was like, I don't know, $20. It's not like top of the line. You put your iPhone in it, and the first thing he showed me was, we're big fans of Stranger Things. Do you watch that, Bridget?
That was a good series, yes.
And so you put your iPhone and you go to this app that it's, the brand is AKALLY, Akali. I mean, it's cheap. Mm-hmm. But you put your iPhone in a little iPhone holder, and you put it on your head, and it fits very comfortably, and you look around, and it's the exact set from Stranger Things. And mm-hmm. like, you can look behind you, you can look down, you can look up. And then I said, well, this is $20, but this is all you're going to watch. He goes to YouTube and downloads these 3D VR things, and he's been on roller coasters. It's pretty cool for $20.
That is the point at which people are going to get into VR, what you just described. It's these cheap headsets that you stick your current phone inside. So the headset's just a plastic, it's cardboard, it's whatever it's made of, and it fits into with the phone in the front. And what the phone screen is doing, you're looking at the phone screen, but it splits it into two images, a left eye and a right eye, and that's why it looks three-dimensional, because you're seeing something that's a little off. And they have more cameras now that people are using who make YouTube videos. that, you know, shoot with the left eye and the right eye separate, and that way it creates these videos to, that your son pulled up on YouTube so you could see things in 3D. There are two different flavors of VR going on right now. That is the one that consumers are going to be able to kind of understand, have some fun with at home very casually. The high-end virtual reality, the stuff that PlayStation's working on, that Facebook's Oculus is working on, that kind of stuff is like a whole system you need and a high-end computer to run it. And I don't think a lot of people are going to really invest in that right away until they kind of understand it on the easier, you know, side.
Bridget, I just picked up one of these GAF ViewMasters. Have you seen these things? You can see...
Click.
You joke, but ViewMaster, the company, made this. The exact same thing. They made it for kids.
I know.
ViewMaster.
They know what they're doing. How come in the ads for these virtual reality sets, they rarely, if ever, show you what you're seeing when you're wearing it? They show you somebody enjoying it, a bunch of people enjoying it and moving around and loving it, but they don't show you what you're seeing inside. Does it not do it justice when you're seeing it on a flat screen?
It doesn't do it justice. Yeah. No. I mean, like, it just looks like a regular video, right? You know, I think the point is that it looks kind of like you could see a little depth perception, you know, when you're actually using it yourself. And it's the kind of thing that I don't like using for long periods anyways. I'd rather have the more casual experience, at least for just these cute little videos, because you can kind of get an eye headache a little bit. It depends on, you know, your tolerance for this sort of thing. And that's what the big gaming systems are hoping to, I guess, get so smooth and so better that you don't feel that, and you could play a full game with them and for longer. But with these phone ones that you just put on your, you know, a little headset on your face and stick your phone in, I can't last too long with them.
No, but it is pretty cool. I just don't know how long I would be able to be involved in it because, man, just having that thing on and, again, having my 13-year-old watch me because he's like, Mom, there's a pop-out. Get ready, you know. He was just staring at me, watching me. But I could see where you could totally lose your sense of reality because you are just completely in this thing.
And they're looking at this for education, too. Imagine talking in class about
the planets,
a major battlefield or something. And then, okay, everyone pull out your Google Cardboards, pull out your whatever headset, and everyone just kind of puts it on. And like, oh, look, it's like you're there on the planet,
it's
on whatever,
cool.
You know. So, yeah.
And amusement parks are now using them on some roller coasters. I know here in Chicago at Great America, they have a ride where you, as you're going through the roller coaster, you put on a virtual reality headset and it immerses you in a different world. That's kind of cool too.
Good for them. I think I'll pass.
That's too much. Yeah.
It sounds like it's gonna make me nauseous.
All right.
And real quickly before we go, I've seen a lot of people create their own groups on Facebook, like Moms of Clarendon Hills selling used things.
I'm on one of those groups in my neighborhood, yeah.
Especially with a new baby, sometimes you want to buy some stuff like, you know, whatever, a bouncy chair or something. So people are making their own groups, but now Facebook is jumping on board, trying to take on Craigslist a little bit.
Okay, so right now, if you wanted to buy and sell used stuff on Facebook, you had to join a group, like you said, and you had to get approved to even be in the group, so like the administrator had to let you in. Now, as of yesterday, they opened it up to this thing called Marketplace. Anyone can buy and sell without being in a group. And so you could sell your car, your couch. You just can't sell your dog. No pets.
Yeah.
And no guns and things like that. But, you could sell anything. Buyer beware. If you have to, you know, it'll tell you who's nearby selling, you know, that, like, used couch. But you have to arrange it with a private message on how you want to pay, how you want to pick it up. So, they're kind of taking on eBay and Craigslist there a little bit because they're just so big. They're like, hey, just, you know, post it here. Everyone can see it. Of course, it launched yesterday, and it didn't take very long for our reporters to find people selling some interesting things, like themselves.
What?
Someone was selling themselves as stripper services and such, you know. So, you know.
I could use some side money. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. What's wrong with that?
All right. Well, she is CNET Senior Editor Bridget Carey and host of the CNET Update. And thank you very much. What's coming up on the CNET Update today?
Well, in a few minutes, that Google event's going to start in like 3 minutes. So we're going to go over everything that happened.
Cool. Thank you so much, Bridget. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care.